The Squirrel and the Canary. There once was a squirrel that lived in the hole of a pine tree in the mountain forest. He liked music very much. One autumn day, a canary settled on the cherry tree beside the pine tree. She jumped up and down, searching for dried cherries. The squirrel greeted the canary warmly.
"Hello, canary. Nice to meet you. You are my favorite singer. Will you please sing a song for me?"
The canary replied impatiently, "Don't you see I'm looking for food? I'm hungry and don't want to sing." The squirrel offered,
"Please don't worry about looking for food. My family has plenty of pine nuts and walnuts for you to eat."
The canary replied, "I like pine nuts, but the pine nut shell is too hard and is not very easy for me to eat." The squirrel said with a smile,
"Don't worry, I'll help you take the shell off. Then you can eat the nuts inside." The squirrel opened a pine cone using his front paws and dug out the pine nuts.
Shortly after, he put a handful of delicious and fragrant pine nuts in front of the canary. After eating the pine nuts, the canary sang a cheerful song. The song sounded wonderful. The squirrel enjoyed the song so much that he almost seemed intoxicated. The squirrel wanted to learn how to sing and begged the canary to teach him. The canary agreed right away. "Okay, I will sing first and then you will sing along." The squirrel nodded in agreement. The canary sang a crisp and clear, "Lee, lee, lee." The squirrel followed with a sharp, harsh,
"Gee, gee, gee."
No matter how hard the squirrel tried, he cannot sing a beautiful note.
"It seems that not everyone can be a singer,"
the squirrel said with despair. "In fact, everyone has their own special skills, and your voice is not suitable for singing. You don't have to learn the notes and songs. I saw you stripe off the pine cone with great skill. You have a pair of dexterous hands. You may be better suited to play musical instruments," the canary encouraged the squirrel.
The squirrel was overjoyed.
"Thank you
for your advice."
The squirrel grabbed two big pine cones and banged them near the tree hole. The tree hole emitted a low drumming sound. He then hit all kinds of rocks with a walnut. The rocks emitted a ding-dong sound similar to a piano. The canary was proficient in music theory and taught the squirrel to play multiple pieces. The squirrel practiced diligently and quickly became an excellent jazz drummer and piano player. The squirrel called all his brothers and sisters who liked music and taught them to play instruments. They practiced together as a band. One day, the canary and the squirrels decided to hold a concert. The canary invited all the singing stars of the bird world, such as the lark, skylark, thrush, oriole, nightingale, etc. There were solos, duets, and a chorus on the program, accompanied by the squirrel band. When posters were published, it caused a stir in the forest animal world. On the day of the performance, the bird stars sang beautiful songs and the squirrel band played excellent drums and the piano. The animal audience was moved by the sound of nature. At the end of the performance, applause and cheers resounded through the sky. The mountain forests were full of joy.